like I do with most things, I think it's important. I wake up in the morning, I watch the game a few times, I reflect, I see what the players' mood's like, I'll assess the game plan. I know that we've got to have players on the pitch first and foremost that are mentally strong enough to cope with playing a team like Wolfsburg, but I think it's probably fair to say I'll reflect in the morning before I answer that.
Emma, so much positivity, I guess, about English women's football at the moment. To what extent do you feel this is kind of a wake-up call in a way for the clubs to show how much more room there is for improvement compared to how well Wolfsburg are playing at the moment?
Well, look, let's have some context. They've got a big budget that's probably three times bigger than mine. You can see it in the playing squad. They've also been doing this a little bit longer. We've had professionals for a year and a half, and clearly that word professional is a new one to the game. And by that I mean Wolfsburg know how to come and do a job. And that's something I think we're still learning. I think we've gone from being an amateur game or a semi-professional game to a full-time game really, really quickly. But we just expect that the players transfer all the skills necessary to do that. And I don't think that's the case. I think there's still a lot of learning to be done in terms of what that looks like for the professional players. And to be, you know, completely outdone by a German team is nothing new to English club teams. It's happened forever. We've never beaten them. And, you know, at this moment in time, we're no closer to doing that based on the performance tonight. But I think we still need a few more setbacks and disappointments in order to grow from that. But I also think you have to remember, this time last year we played Wolfsburg, we had 3 17-year-olds on the bench. This year, we're able to get and develop more young English players, Millie Brights, Beth Englands, who are only playing their first time, second time in this competition. You know, that takes a little bit of time to get there, and we had a better bench this year. So I think, where will we be in another 12 months' time? I think further along, if I recruit another 2-3 players with more experience, I think it just takes time. I think we all want it to happen quite quickly. But I remember Ralph Kellerman once saying it took 4 or 5 years. When I was at Arsenal, it took the team 6 or 7 years. So it doesn't happen quickly. And even though I'm disappointed, I can zoom out and say, you know, what do we really expect to happen? If you get Wolfsburg at this stage, they've got the experience of the competition and we are absolutely still learning.
And on the positive side, with 3,700 here tonight, that must give you a lot of pleasure. And presumably you might want to come back here in the future.
Well, firstly, I can't help it. I'm, to be too honest, I feel like I've let them down tonight. So I'm disappointed with that. Of course, I'll say the right things about great numbers being here and it's exciting, and it really is. But I'm a competitor, so it absolutely kills me that we haven't produced something that I think is more worthy of the opportunity. And that's what's disappointing for it. I think we're better than that. I think we've worked hard to get in the position we are. You know, on the plus side, they get to see a fantastic German team. And I think for anybody watching women's football will, you know, equally admit, you know, they are a marvellous football team to watch.
And in terms of the second leg, what will you look to go and try and do out there? Will it be a case of playing for pride and trying to learn more, or do you have any hope of trying to recover the tie?
Well, I think I'll wake up in the morning and do that and deal with that tomorrow. I'm sure the players and myself will all reflect on what we need to do. And, yeah, we're playing for pride because I think it's fair to say at 3-0, you know, the tie is as good as over.